In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down. At your presence, the mountains would melt. Dear brothers and sisters, these words from the prophet Isaiah express both the hope of the people of God for the expected one, the Messiah, and also a certain holy fear at his power, his majesty, his glory. In reality, all the works of God bear the stamp of the divine nature. But the most perfect work is our Lord Jesus Christ. He has come once in the lowliness of his human estate, taking flesh from the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and being born in the lowliness of Bethlehem. He will come again on the last day with his angels in power, in majesty, with the trumpeting of the angels to announce him. And St. Peter tells us that on that day, the heavens and the earth will disappear, consumed in fire. And then the dead will rise again, each to receive what they deserve, according as they have done good or evil in the flesh. At your presence, the mountains would melt. How can these words be referred to our Lord Jesus' first coming, for which we begin our preparation today? We can understand them in a spiritual sense. The mountains that need to melt are all the obstacles that we place to the action of grace in our hearts, and especially that most terrible obstacle of pride. We can take a lesson from the little episode of Gideon and his fleece, which appears in today's liturgy in the Divine Office. We know that Gideon asked a sign from God, and he said, "Pray, let the dew fall on the fleece and nowhere else." And indeed, that night, the dew came down and fell on Gideon's fleece, which is, of course, the skin of the sheep that was spread on the ground. And in the morning, he could wring out a whole cupful of dew from this fleece. This fleece lying on the ground symbolizes the truly humble soul who is close to the ground for his humility, and who is well symbolized by the fleece, for as one of the Psalms tells us, we are his people, the sheep of his flock. If we wish to receive the heavenly dew, which is our Lord Jesus Christ coming down sweetly into the stable of Bethlehem, and now no less sweetly in the Mass, in the church, in our hearts, we must be humble. We must take up a lowly position, destroying all the obstacles of pride in our heart. And this, dear brothers and sisters, is an excellent work for us in Advent. Picture in your minds the scene of our Lord Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. We must imitate our Lord Jesus Christ, and we must approach him like those who are around him. The most perfect of all those who adored Jesus at his birth is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she tells us, by her example, what it is that we must do this Advent. We know that we are to become like Christ. But if we are to be transformed by his heavenly power, we must first of all draw close to him. Then we must receive him in our hearts. And then, indeed, we must spend time in his presence. We draw close to our Lord Jesus when we piously and devoutly meditate upon sacred scripture, when we spend time gazing upon him as he lay there in the stable in Bethlehem, perhaps praying the mysteries of the Rosary. When we read the writings of the saints, which greatly inflame our love for this little one. This is that proximity which is necessary in order to be transformed by Christ. We must pray, dear brothers and sisters. And then we must have a heart that is like that of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that we can receive him fully. We've already made a reference to the virtue of humility. We must allow ourselves to be schooled and formed by this most exalted of teachers, who herself was sublimely conformed to her Son. And then finally, we must spend time thus. And the Church wisely gives us a number of weeks to prepare for Christmas. As we go across Advent, we wish to accomplish a spiritual or moral journey, not just going towards a moment in which we recollect merely a past event, but truly encountering Christ in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. And thus we have our beautiful opening prayer today from the new translation of the Mass. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. Let us ask Our Lady to teach us to inflame our hearts with desire, to keep us close by her Son, so that when he comes at Christmas, he might find us well prepared to meet him and to receive him, and indeed to be one with him, in a union of faith and love. In this way, we will bring great joy to God, and we ourselves will experience great happiness and peace. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.